You also have a child, and now this is something that I was curious about, being a dad myself and soon to be a dad of four. Are there things that you are doing differently for your child's health that you might not have thought of before learning about the carnivore diet?
Oh, or just learning about diet in general?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still breastfeeding. And right now I've introduced meat.
How old is your child?
She's almost a year. She's going to
Oh,
be a year
great.
on August 6th. Yeah. So I will introduce vegetables after she's about a year. But from research, and there is research coming out comparing babies fed dairy versus meat or formula versus meat. So there are some studies coming out in that area, and it looks like meat is a really good thing for babies to have at the beginning, rather than what people are told to give babies as their first food, which is generally iron fortified cereal. And I don't know how anybody, like, once you really think about it, they need extra iron, theoretically. So give them something that doesn't naturally have iron that we've added iron to, rather than just meat. Yeah, so yeah, I'm being very careful with her also, because I don't know how much of this is genetic, and I don't know how much of it is caused by childhood damage. So I am being really careful and very slow, and I'll be introducing things very slowly so I can monitor like her mood and digestion and everything. So yeah, I'm being careful. Right now it's just breast milk and meat.
Well, and that's good that you've been able to keep that up for a year. My wife breastfed our son, our youngest son, Adam. She wasn't able to with the other two kids because of work, and also we just didn't know anything, and we were really ignorant about health and diet and stuff. So,
Yeah,
but
well, also nobody's told, right? If you go to a
yeah.
doctor, they don't tell you that. Even like my midwife, when she was born, like it took a couple of days for my milk to come in, and they're like, "Oh, just give her a bottle of formula." I was like, "The formula is like corn syrup and soy. I'm not doing that." But that's what you're told, so it's understandable people don't look into it.
Did you do a home birth?
I did.
Yeah, our
Did.
we with our first two, we did hospital, and then with our most recent one, so he's two now, Adam, we did a home birth, and Christina breastfed for the first year, and we're never going back. I mean, unless it is an emergency, we're not going back.
Yeah.
The home birth thing was so good. What was your experience with it?
It was great. It was great. Oh yeah. Well, I was really worried about ending up in a hospital, because I was like, as soon as you're in a hospital, the rates of obviously the rates of things they do in the hospital go up. So C-section and all this stuff. And I looked at the statistics, and it was like, oh, home birth, it isn't actually any more dangerous, especially if we're in downtown, we're 5 minutes away from a hospital. So statistically, I thought it was actually safer to give birth at home to avoid all of these interventions that were possible. And because I was born through a C-section and I'm really sick, or was really sick, I definitely didn't want, I really wanted to be in control. So I was much more comfortable. Like the lights were dim, there weren't machines around and horrible smells and people looking at me. I could just like calmly get through a really intense experience, and then afterwards I was at home. So it was great.
Yeah, that's how it was for us too. It was awesome, and Christina was way more comfortable with it. And also, they don't pump you full of drugs, which is nice because she's into the all natural, birthing and all that stuff. So that's awesome. Now, if people want to find more about you, view your recipes, keep up with your blog, follow you online, where are all your outlets? Where can they go?
They can go to Facebook. So I have a Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/thecarnivorediet. So that's following me on Facebook, and I usually put blog posts up there. It might be easier to follow than the blog, I don't know. I have an Instagram page. That's just Michaela Alexis. And the blog.
Great. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds
hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.